Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today I'm going to share with you a shipping delay hack that works like a charm. So can we all agree that shipping right now is a royal nightmare? I mean, it's to be expected, at least by sellers anyway. And there seems to be a small sect of customers who are just completely oblivious to why mail is delayed. And some are being just even downright hateful about the fact that their mail is taking longer than usual to show up. But personally, I do think that it's a good idea to add an extra day or two to your production time and then ship earlier than that if possible. This kind of builds in some extra cushion for possible delays, and then your customers are extra happy if their order shows up early. So it's, you know, a win-win that way. Now, I've also put a big banner on the top of my Etsy shop that's stating expect delays to hopefully kind of offset any of these irrational expectations that somehow me as a small business owner that's not Amazon is actually going to show up faster than Amazon Prime. So those are the things that I've done. Now, that being said, you may encounter packages that just seem to get stuck. You know, the ones where they don't move for days on end and you're just looking at them saying, what the heck happened? This thing should have been delivered forever ago. Now, today I'm going to share a trick that works 9 out of 10 times to get packages moving again, and it's super simple. Now, I will tell you that no one has ever been able to explain why it works, but for some reason it does. So, when you get a package that gets stuck and it shows no movement for a few days on tracking, go to the USPS website, which is usps.com. You'll see that bar that says, you know, enter the tracking number and check the tracking. You'll enter the tracking number into the search bar. When you retrieve the tracking number, you're going to see an option to sign up for tracking alerts via text message. Enroll that tracking number into the text alerts to your phone number, not to the customer's, because technically you can get in trouble for doing that without their consent. Now, typically, you're going to see the package to start moving in within 24 hours. Sometimes it takes 48. Now, like I said, I don't know why it works. Even a couple days ago, I had a package that hadn't moved in over a week. Now, I ship so many packages. Typically, it takes the customer saying, hey, this hasn't moved, and then I'll have to do it. It takes the customer prompting me to say, hey, this hasn't moved in a while. Can you tell me what's going on? So I've done this as recently as this week, enrolled it into the text message updates, and then within 24 hours, it was moving along again. But seasoned sellers will tell you time and time again to do this, and it works. So save this tip in your back pocket for a rainy day, and hopefully the next time that you need it, it will help. So I hope that helps you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found today's episode helpful. I'd love to hear your feedback on Facebook or Instagram, and I will talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, it's no secret that starting a business can be super overwhelming. I appreciate that you trust me enough to listen to my advice, and I want to help you on your path to success. If you would like to receive more tips and strategies from me straight to your inbox, I would love for you to become a business bestie at bit.ly/sassybesties, and it's completely free to join. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I will talk to you next time. Bye!